Peepsgate Circus. Do you know, Marvo, the human cannonball, just been fired. They're looking for a man of the same caliber to replace him. Oh, let's get this show on the road, quick, with Earth, Wind and Fire.
And fall in love with me.
I can tell you that love is too deep to be played down. Down the line you find time would reveal who to count on. I'm well inclined to use a light that comes from a learning tree. Our destiny.
Damn. It's big in the discos. Mind you, so's DLT. He's big everywhere, darlings. Earth, Wind and Fire and fall in love with me.
Cool. Blimey, you don't half think at all of yourself, do you? Full of yourself, ain't you?
No, it's the title of the record. Anyway, if you're looking for posers, try over here.
You shouldn't spend so much time admiring yourself, George. Sometimes I think you're getting a narcissist complex.
Don't be ridiculous, Gwen. A narcissist is someone who's foolishly infatuated with himself.
Well, isn't that what you are?
No. With me, it's the real thing.
The great Jesse.
And while we're on the subject...
I said to the wife, I said, do you believe me when I say I love you? She said, I do. I said, do you believe me when I say I worship the very ground you walk on? She said, I do. I said, and do you believe me when I say I would die for you? She said, I do. I said, then you must be raving mad.
There's this Liverpool supporter, he said, and he wakes up every morning and he puts his red and white hat on and his red and white scarf and his whistle and his rattle. Goes, with a peel. And he goes all over Europe, watch. And one morning he come down. And his missus put his jam bread in front of him. And she said, do you know, Charlie? She said, I think you love Liverpool more than you love me. He said, I love Everton more than I love you.
Sounds like John Peel.
Well, yes, there are two teams up there, you know. Liverpool and Liverpool Reserves.
Thinking back in time when love was only in my mind, I realized chance. You got to hold on to romance. Don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share.
Oi, do you mind? This is a youth certificate program. Sometimes. That's Paddy Austin and James Ingram. Baby, come to me. Well, you know what they say. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings.
It's like the little boy who went up to the monk with a long white beard and stared at him for a long time in reverential awe. And then he said to him, "Hey, father, were you in the ark?" And the old priest said, the old monk said, "Of course not, child." And the lad said, "Then why weren't you drowned?"
Ah, yes, old Noah. Now, there was a businessman. While the rest of the world was going into liquidation, he floated a limited company.
Well, I feel fine, no, it ain't no crime. I'm human, demon, I ate a dime.
Daisy Fair Daisy and Shiny Shiny. Which reminds me of the bloke who swallowed a bottle of varnish. Had a horrible death, but a lovely finish. Meantime, down at the boozer...
That'll be £2.95, Chief.
Thank you.
Sorry, Gav, I can't accept this. It's a forgery.
Forgery? But how can you tell?
It's a lot of dad fivers about, mate. But it takes a trained eye to spot them. Now, look here. You see the Duke of Wellington's head? Well, the shade in here is too dark. And you see this scroll that have at a Queen's crown just by the five? Well, they got the spacing wrong. Only slightly, though. It's a good job. And look here. This light blue wash under the chariot. It's just run ever so slightly into the pier pounds. Mind you, it's well done.
Very well done.
Well, however did you spot it?
Well, all these little points add up, Gov. Anyway, if you look over here, it's got Bank of Toyland written on it.
Yeah, and that barmaid's passing some dodgy-looking money as well.
Counterfeit?
She had two.
Well, there's a little boy waiting at the counter of a corner shop. He's been waiting down there, waiting half a day. They never ever see you from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough. Now I want my share. Can't you see? I want to live, but you just take more than you give. Well, there's a pretty girl serving at the counter of a shop. She's been waiting back there, waiting for a dream. Her dreams walk in and that they never stop. Well, she's not too proud to cry out loud. She runs to the street and she screams.
Good, lads. The Australians are taking over. They've got Channel 4 already. I just thought of that. Moving pictures. And what about me? Talking moving pictures, it's time now for our film spot.
Hello, Hello, welcome once more to your favourite film programme. Excerpts from the most talked about picture of the year, an exclusive interview with Frank Sinatra, and a special report from Hollywood are just a few of the items that we haven't been able to get.
Oh, well, who have we been able to get?
The celebrated British film actor, our newest heartthrob, Dirk Travers.
Good evening.
What a waste of money.
Currently, you're making a picture opposite Sophia Loren. Now, what's your opinion of her?
Oh, I think she's got a big future in front of her.
Well, it hadn't passed my notice either.
But no doubt you're enjoying making this film.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, really, though? I mean, honestly. I go down the studio every morning. I spend all day kissing Sophia Loren. I come home, next day down the studio again, more kissing. I come home, it's the same thing every day.
Well, what's so awful about that?
Coming home.
I see his next film's going to be a Shakespearean one. You've heard of King Lear?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he plays his brother, Chandelier. Light entertainment, I suppose. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling.